There have been a few incidents in recent days of repeat offenders being released without bail under new laws that took effect in 2020. They include a three-time convicted bank robber arrested and accused of a fourth bank robbery in an Albany suburb. He was released on his own recognizance on December 31st, one day before the new laws were to take effect. In Rochester, a man who served time in prison for shooting a police officer and was again behind bars on new drug charges was released on January 2nd. Because the bail set for him was no longer applicable under the new law. State Republican Party Chair Nick Langworthy says those cases show that the new law is an epic failure, and he called on Governor Cuomo and Democratic legislative leaders to repeal it when they return to the Capitol for the session on Wednesday.
I mean, a fourth-time bank robber shouldn't just run off into the street to go rob another bank on another street. I mean, this is just common sense.
There have also been several violent anti-Semitic incidents in recent weeks, which led to a protest march of thousands of people in New York City on Sunday. Some have said the rise in hate crimes is a reason to re-examine the new laws. Cuomo, speaking at a luncheon held by the Association for a Better New York, a New York City-based business group, says he's open to looking at some changes to the new laws.
There's no doubt this is still a work in progress, and there are other changes that have to be made.
The governor has proposed creating a new crime of domestic terrorism. But Cuomo says he continues to back the bail reforms. He says wealthy people accused of crimes have been free to go about their lives while awaiting trial, while the poor have had to languish in jail because they could not meet bail.
If you can make bail, you're released. If you can't make bail, you sit in Rikers for 2 years and get abused until you have your day in court. And meanwhile, you've been in Rikers for 2 years and you haven't been found guilty of anything.
Senate Deputy Majority Leader Mike Gianaris, in a conference call with criminal justice experts, agrees. He offers the case of former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein, whose trial on rape charges began Monday, as an example.
Harvey Weinstein has been home for months. I've been reading on page six how he goes to comedy clubs and how he's carrying on with his life while he's awaiting trial. He has been accused of horrible, horrible things. And yet, all the people who are clamoring and complaining about the bail reform, I have not heard a peep from them about how an accused rapist has been sitting in the community while he's waiting for his trial.
The state's Attorney General, Tish James, also a Democrat, speaking in Rochester over the weekend, urged the legislature to revisit the bail reform law. She says they should consider a measure to increase judicial discretion in cases of repeat offenders or when there's reason to believe that someone accused of a crime could be dangerous if set free.
There have been some individuals who unfortunately have been released under the new bail reform. And it was not unintended consequences. And so as a result of that, it's critically important that the legislature take into consideration that safety should be the first priority.
The GOP's Langworthy says the Democrats are only backtracking because they fear public anger.
And they're beginning to fear for their political career. So you're starting to hear the double talk of, well, you know, maybe we're open to discussion of that.
Senator Gianaris says he thinks it's too soon, though, to make wholesale changes to the law. He'd like to wait to accumulate some data on how the new laws are working in order to make an educated judgment.
This law has been in place for 6 days.
But he concedes that the legislative process is dynamic and he doesn't rule out changes in 2020. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.